With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hilmar Abrego-Garcia has been returned to the U.S.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says Hilmar Abrego-Garcia is facing human trafficking charges from a 2022 vehicle stop.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego-Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring.
That vehicle stop 3 years ago was in Tennessee. The report says he was bringing in people to Maryland to perform construction work. He was never charged with a crime. Abrego-Garcia's attorneys say the government is hiding behind the misconduct of mistakenly deporting him. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer isn't concerned about the GOP mega bill's fate in the Senate despite a raft of current policy disputes in need of speedy resolution. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Emmer said in an interview Thursday he's not paying attention to the comments from former Doge chief Elon Musk or others trying to derail the success of the big, beautiful bill. Emmer told reporters, quote, "What I'm thinking about is this. The bill has the largest reduction in spending and preventing the largest tax increase in history. It seals the southern border. It pays for defense. I mean, it's every one of President Trump's priorities. And, you know, I think there was some suggestion early this week that it was like pork-filled whatever. It's not a spending bill." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A former police chief and convicted killer known as the Devil in the Ozarks has been captured after he escaped from a prison, triggering a massive manhunt in the mountains of northern Arkansas. Grant Hardin's identity was confirmed through fingerprinting. A former police chief in the small town of Gateway near the Arkansas-Missouri border was serving lengthy sentences for murder and rape as well. Stocks rose on Wall Street following a better-than-expected report on the job market. The S&P 500, 1% Friday, marking its second week in a row in its gain. This is SRN News. The Department of Health and Human Services has released a groundbreaking new report on the dangers of mixing gender, ideology, and medical practice for children and teens.
The Trump White House ordered the inquiry into and the evaluation of available data on what's called pediatric gender dysphoria treatments, most importantly, hormonal and medical treatments for children and teenagers.
Dr. Albert Moeller is the Southern Baptist Convention, says the stakes are high.
From a Christian perspective, it turns out to be more important in moral terms than the report itself. I want to say that it's very consistent with the affirmation of creation order, what you might call just basic moral sanity.
Dr. Moeller says the report makes it clear when it comes to the transgender issue, the basic battle is ideological and not medical. There's a new church in the Southern Baptist Convention, and its members are mostly Polynesian. Baptist Press reports the church is located in the suburb of Salt Lake City. This is SRN News. A team of scientists is driving into and serving the severe storm study to study hail. John Scott has more.
It's one of the nation's costliest but least appreciated weather dangers. Hail is rarely deadly, but it causes about $10 billion in damage each year. To understand the weather phenomenon better, scientists from several universities are observing storms from the inside and seeing how the hail forms. The study is called Project Ice Chip. It has already collected and dissected hail the size of small cantaloupes. John Scott reporting.
Three-judge appeals court panel ruled against the Associated Press in its continuing bid to restore full access to covering events involving President Trump. The panel granted the president a stay of lower court, ruling that he had improperly punished the Associated Press for the content of its speech, in this case not renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the president's liking. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.